This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to something called the difficult comparison effect and why it's meant to fool you in the grocery aisle. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra discovered this when some listeners asked us why packaged goods come in such weird sizes.
Eugene Chang and his wife, Jenny, live in California. They have three kids and a habit of using baggies for everything. Snacks, crayons, Legos, even entertainment.
My wife's done a thing with, I think it was like corn syrup and dye and putting other things in there so it become like a squishy toy for the kids.
On a recent trip to the supermarket, Chang noticed something in the baggie aisle. A box of 19 Ziploc bags. Not 20, not 15.
Which just feels like they're cheating me out of a bag. If they just gave me 20, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Supermarkets are filled with this kind of weirdness. 19.4 ounces of dish soap, 11.5 ounces of coffee. It's hard to know a particular company's reasoning because these decisions are made behind closed doors. When we asked SC Johnson, which makes Ziploc bags, its PR team said the company makes packages in different counts to meet, quote, various consumer needs. Part of the reason could be practical. When you combine shelf size, box size, and the weight of certain foods, you can get odd numbers. But marketing experts have some other theories, too.
What you're most likely seeing is something we'd call the difficult comparison effect.
That's Mark Bergen at the University of Minnesota. He says a lot of big packaged goods companies don't want to make it easy for you to compare their products based on price. So sometimes they choose odd quantities and weights to make that calculation harder. And since only about a third of states require stores to post labels that do the math for shoppers,
what that usually does is it means that you'll look at other things when you buy the products. You'll look at the quality of the product or the brand or you know, your past experience.
Bergen says another explanation for these odd numbers is downsizing. He shares a story he heard recently from his father-in-law.
In Milltown, Wisconsin, where he's from, in the bars, when, you know, times get tight, the size of the beers go down.
Customers don't like price hikes. So when packaged goods companies want to cut costs, they'll often just make a product a little smaller. As they chip away, bit by bit, you can get these odd numbers. Marianne Rosner-Klimchuk, who leads the packaging design program at FIT, says this can backfire. Customers open a bag of potato chips, it's only half full, and they feel like they've been had.
That's a risk on the part of a brand owner that, you know, you lose consumer trust, consumer loyalty, they may not buy it again.
Because eventually, customers do notice. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.